Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Dvarim, that is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis. And Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle of describing to Klal Yisrael, recounting their history in the Midbar, and now he is up to the point where they are on the approach to Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk tells us, Vatekirvune Elai Kolchem, and all of you approached me, Vatayimru, and you said, Nishlach Anash Lefaneinu, let's send men in front of us, Viach Brulano Sa'arz, and they're going to scope out the land, Yeshivu Asanu Davar, and they're going to come back with a report, Esar Derech Asher Na'alaba, the path that we should go on, Vaisaharim Asher Na'alaba, and the cities that we should come to first. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis, to try to understand this Lashon of Vatekirvun Elai Kolchem. Rashi tells us, Be'irbuvya, you came with a rabble. Ulalanu Aymer, later on it tells us, Vatekirvun Elai Kol Rashi Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Vatermuhein Heranu, and you approached me with the heads of your Shvatim and your elders. Aysa Kriva Haysa Genus, that approaching was actually fitting, that was proper. Yuladim Chabdim Asazkanim, the younger ones gave cover to the elders, Ushlachim Lefneim, and they sent the elders in front of them, Uzkanim Chabdim Sarashim, and the elders gave honor to the heads. They should go in front of them. Avalkan over here, Vatukirvan Eli Kulchem, all of you gathered onto me. Berbovya, it was just a great rabble. Yuladim Dechavim Eskanim, the younger ones were pushing the older ones. Uskanim Dechavim Esarashim, and the elders were pushing the heads. And back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayitav Beina Adavar, and it was good in my eyes, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Vakach Mikem Shne Masar Anashim, and I took from you 12 men, Ish Echol Ashavet, one man per Shavet. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayitav Beina Adavar. Rashi says, Beinai Veloy Beina Amakim, it was good in my eyes, but not in the eyes of Hashem. Asks Rashi, if he was good in the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu, so why is he including this in this rebuke of Klal Yisrael? That means he's in essence rebuking himself. So Rashi answers that no. Mashal Adam Shaim al Chaver. It's a mashal to a person that says to his friend, Macharli Chamar Chaze, can you please sell me your donkey? Amrullah, he says, hey, no problem. So then he asks him, Nosne Atolin Nisayan, could you give it to me to try it out? Let me take it for a test drive. Is that okay? So Amrullah told him, hey, no problem. He says, Bahar Mugvaz, can I even test it out on the mountains and hills? Amrullah, he says, hey, no problem. Take the donkey, give it a try. So he says, Kivan Shirash in Makve Klum. Once he sees that his friend is not preventing him at all, Amrullah Kech Balibai, so the one who's purchasing it, he says in his heart, he tells himself, he's so confident that I'm not going to find anything wrong with this donkey. So Miad Amrullah, immediately the purchaser told him, you know what, just take your money, I'm not even going to try it out, I see that you're very confident. And now Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, I agreed to your words, but I was hopeful that perhaps you would be chazer, you would retract what you're suggesting. When you see that I'm not preventing you at all, you should have had this question mark pop into your head, like, hold on 1 second, why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu preventing us from doing this? Vatem loichazartem mechem, however, you did not retract. So actually, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vayitav ein hadavar, it was good in my eyes, it's not really true. It really wasn't good in his eyes. He just did so to attempt to prevent Klal Yisrael from continuing on with their requests. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Dalid, Vayifnu vayalu hara, and they turned and they went up the mountain, Vayavayu anachal eshkol, and they came to Nachal Eshkol, Vayaraglu aysa, and they spied it out, Vayichu biyadim in priya arts, and they took in their hands from the fruit of the land, Vayiridu aylenu, they brought it down to us, Vayishivu aysanu davar vayeru, and they brought us back a report, and they said, Taiva arts asher Hashem lekenu naisid lanu. This land that Hashem is giving us, it is good. But you did not want to go up. And you rebelled against the word of Hashem your God. And you slandered in your tents. And you said, it's just because of the hatred that Hashem has for us that he took us out of Mitzrayim, to give us into the hands of the Amori to destroy us. To where shall we go up? Our brothers have melted our hearts, saying, Am Gadol V'Rami Menu, a nation which is greater and taller than us, Arim Gedalus Vitzuris Bashamayim, great cities that are mighty and fortified all the way till the heaven, Vagambane Anakim Reinusham, and we even saw the sons of giants over there. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Zayin, the word Vate Ragnu means Lashon Hara, you spoke Lashon Hara, you slandered, Vachin Divri Nirgan Adam HaMaitzi Diba. Vesinas Hashem Aysanu, they said that it is only because of Hashem's hatred for us. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Vahu Hai Ayaveschem, he really loves you, Avalatem Sainim Aysay, but you hate him. And Mashal Hedyat Aymer, this is actually a popular saying, Mad Beliba Chal Rachamach, whatever's in your heart on your loved one, ma debelibe Allah, that's what you think is in his heart on you. So since you hated Hashem, you said, oh, it must be that Hashem hates us. But really, Hashem loved them. And further explanation, Rashi tells us, Besinas Hashem Hasanu Haitzianu Mitzrayim, Haitza Lissina Haisa, he took us out just because he hates us. Mashal Amelch Basav Adam Shahayu Lishnebanim, this is a mashal to a king, he has two sons, Vieshla Shtei Sades, and he has two fields. Achas Shal Shakyav, Achas Shal Baal, one of them is easily irrigated, and one of them relies solely on rain, and you can't irrigate it. Lemishu Ayiv, nice. Hasan Shel Shakya. To the one whom he loves, he gives the field that's easily irrigated. Ulamishu Sine, and to the one whom he does not like, Noisin Shel Bal, he gives the one that solely depends on rain. Eretz Mitzrayim Shel Shakyahi, the land of Mitzrayim that's easily irrigated. Shenilos Ailu Mashkaisa, that's because the Nile River, it would just rise and it would irrigate the entirety of Mitzrayim. Veretz Kanan Shel Bal, and we know that Eretz Yisrael relies on rain. Vaitzionu Mitzrayim lost his loan of Eretz Kanan, and he took us out of Mitzrayim to give us Eretz Kanan. It must be that he hates us. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Va'omer Aleichem, I said to you, Loisartzun, do not break down, Veloisirun Mehem, and do not be fearful of them. Hashem Lakecham Ahoylech Lefnechem, Hashem your God that goes in front of you, Hu Yilachem Lechem, he's going to fight for you. Kechal Asher Asa Itchem Mitzrayim Lenechem, just like everything he did for you in Mitzrayim in front of your eyes, and also Vamidbar Asher Isa, everything you saw in the Midbar, Asher Nasach Hashem Lakecha, that Hashem your God carried you, Kasher Yisa Ishes Benai, just like a man carries a son. Bechal Hader Hasher Alachdem Adbar Chamanu Kamazeh, the entire way that you journeyed until you've come to this place. Ubadavar Azeh Einchem Aminim, however, in this matter, you do not believe Bashem Lakechem and Hashem your God, Hahailuch Lefnechem, that goes in front of you by Derech on the way, Lasur Lechem Makam Lachanaischem, to scope out a place that's good for you to camp. Ba'esh Laila Laroischem Baderech Hashetel Chuba, he goes in front of you at nighttime with a fire so that you could see Uve Anan Yaimam and with a cloud during the day. Ba'yishma Hashem is called Derechem, and Hashem heard the sound of what you were saying. Ba'yik Tzayf, and he got very angry. Ba'yishava Leimar, and he swore, saying, Im Yira Ish Ba'nashimo Eile Hador Hara Hazeh, if a man of this evil generation shall see, Esa Arz Hatoiva Asher Nishbati Los Lavasechem, this good land that I've promised to give to their forefathers, Zulasi Kalev Ben Yifuna Hu Yirena, except for Kalev Ben Yifuna, he's going to see it. V'loy Atena Esa Arz Asher Darach Ba'alavanov, and to him I'm going to give the land that he trod through it, he walked through it, and to his sons, Yan Asher Mile Achri Hashem, that's because he followed after Hashem wholeheartedly. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Gam Bihi Sanaf Hashem B'galachem Leimar, even against me Hashem got upset because of you, saying, Gam Atalei Savaisham, even you are not going to go there. Yeshua ben Nun ha'amid lefanecha, Yeshua ben Nun, who stands in front of you, Hu Yavai Shama, he's going to come there. Oisei Chazek, you shall strengthen him, Ki Hu Yanchilein Es Yisrael, because he's going to help Klai Yisrael inherit the land. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah, continuing to learn of what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.